Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
Today we have joining us Elizabeth from the United States, who uses LDN for chronic Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, food sensitivities, and poisoning by CPRO. Thank you for joining us, Elizabeth.
Thank you for having me.
So, you were telling me before we started that you were very young when you first developed these problems. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Sure. When I was really little, I had a lot of anxiety and I was nauseated just constantly on the verge. I was on the verge of vomiting at all times and doctors couldn't figure out, you know, why or what to do. And then when I was 12, I got much, much sicker and it took me about 10 years to figure out why, but that's when I had my first pharmaceutical injury from Accutane, and that allowed the Lyme disease to really flourish because my immune system was no longer able to keep it in check because it was so damaged. So I continued to get sicker and sicker in my teenage years, developing chronic fatigue syndrome and hypothyroidism, insomnia, food sensitivities, depression, anxiety, OCD, gastroparesis, just all kinds of autoimmune disorders and symptoms just kept coming on and coming on. And I became disabled and nobody really knew why or what was happening. And then I moved to California and I got this certain kind of treatment done. It's a holistic treatment to help reverse some sensitivities called NAET. And then, I got better and I was able to function again. And then in my late 20s, I got a urinary tract infection. I took Cipro and then I've been bedbound ever since. And it's been 10 years now. Excuse me. But I didn't know why, you know, I was so sick until 1 year ago, I took Cipro again, and at that point it just about killed me and I could feel that my body was giving up. And all of those symptoms that I had for years got exponentially worse. I couldn't even stand up for longer than maybe 2 minutes. And that's called POTS or dysautonomia. And, I just knew I had to find an answer, something to help me fight my way out of this. But part of the problem with that is that I couldn't even tolerate the tools that I would need to heal. So I couldn't tolerate supplements. I couldn't tolerate food, heat, the sun. I couldn't sleep. And I had asked my doctor for a feeding tube because I couldn't tolerate food. I couldn't eat. And that was really terrifying. And it's really scary when you don't know how you're going to get out of something and you have you can't use the tools that you really need to use. And that's when LDN, came into the picture.
Mm-hmm. And when you started LDN, did you notice any introductory side effects?
Yeah, I did. I'm very sensitive to medication, so it's not uncommon for me to have side effects. Mm-hmm. So I felt like I had the flu, which I already felt like, but I felt like I had a worse flu. I had migraines and racing heart, and I needed to decrease my thyroid medication for a little while, and then later on I needed to increase it back up. So that helped me with the heart racing, and I had some insomnia. So I eventually started taking it in the morning, and that helped quite a bit. And I had about 10 weeks worth of side effects until I finally realized I just needed to decrease my dose. I'm one of those people that is very sensitive, and I happen to just need a small amount. And that's what did the trick for me. And any side effect I had was worth it. I would go through that over and over again in order to get the amazing benefits that I've gotten from it.
Mm-hmm. You did send me a list. Would you like to tell people what you think in 10 months LDN has done for you?
Yeah. And first of all, I'll say that it is very rare that anything ever works for me. So if something does work for me, it surprises me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in 26 years of being sick, nothing else has ever helped me the way that LDN has. Before I started taking LDN, I couldn't fall asleep until 7 a.m. and I could only sleep for maybe 5 hours, and it was restless sleep. And now I can fall asleep, you know, at a relatively decent hour, much well before 7 a.m. I can sleep for 8 hours, and it's a deep, good sleep. So I sleep better than I have in 20 years. And brain inflammation is improved, gut inflammation, anxiety is decreased. You know, I have a lot of social anxiety, and I always have from the Lyme disease. And, you know, anytime I had to leave my house, it was very difficult. Anytime I had to think about leaving my house or think about making a phone call, it was awful. So that's a lot better. And food sensitivities, they're about 85% improved. And like I said, you know, I could barely tolerate food. I asked for a feeding tube, and I could only tolerate a few homemade organic baby foods. But now I can eat, you know, all kinds of foods, like a beautiful salad. And it feels surreal to be able to eat again, because there were years that went by that I couldn't tolerate food. And that got scary. So now I'm so excited because I get to actually focus on nutrition for the very first time. And I know that that's going to launch my healing forward dramatically. And then I had 25 years of depression, and that is gone. And I was able to get off antidepressants, which didn't work for me, but LDN sure has. And eventually I developed OCD. It was like obsessive cyclical worrying. It was like a hamster on a wheel, and I would have the same thoughts go around in my head for weeks, months, and eventually years. And so that's gone. And I have light, heat, and sun sensitivity. So those have all improved greatly. Like, I can use an infrared sauna now. And my mom used to call my house the bat cave because I had all the windows completely covered up, and it's really dark. But now it doesn't have to be that way. I can actually have sunlight coming into my house. Let's see what else. I have had to be on birth control pills for 8 years to suppress my cycle because I have endometriosis. And now in LDN, I don't have that pain anymore. So I was able to come off those, which is great because they're terrible for the immune system. Excuse me. And then my body temperature for 20 years has been low, and now it's normal for the first time, and that is just amazing. My brain fog is better. I can communicate with other people better. Right after I had the Cipro poisoning, I had a really hard time communicating with other people. I had a hard time speaking, thinking, typing. And, you know, again, that was another thing that was scary. You kind of get lost inside yourself when you're very sick. And this has helped me bounce back from that. That lifelong nausea that I had, you know, I had been diagnosed with cyclic vomiting syndrome. That's gone. And the gastroparesis is gone. And chronic constipation is gone. Hypoglycemia is better. My libido's better. I've been able to come off of multiple pharmaceutical medications. You know, so I know that that over time is going to improve my health quite a bit. I was able to get off of testosterone, birth control, high blood pressure medications, the two antidepressants, and then now I'm in the process of weaning off medication for chronic fatigue syndrome. So that will dramatically improve my health, you know, over time as mm-hmm. well, I'm sure. And I really feel like LDN saved my life. I, like I said, my body was giving up.
What an amazing, inspirational story. And as you were saying, you've only been taking LDN for 10 months. I myself found I carried on improving for 18 months. So I would hope that you would continue seeing even greater benefits than you have already. And to have reduced all your medications so far, I think is amazing. You've done extremely well. And it's not it's not easy when you're in that difficult place, when you're so sick, to actually get out of that deep, dark tunnel that you're in. It just seems virtually impossible at the time, doesn't it, to get better when you're that sick?
Absolutely. I didn't know how. I had no idea how I was going to do it. So I'm really glad that we found this. I knew that I had to do something. And then, you know, I found the LDN groups online, and then I spent all day, every day for months reading about other people's experiences. And I'm afraid of a lot of pharmaceuticals now. I mean, after having such severe injuries, you know, of course I'm afraid of it, but I was not afraid of LDN. And because I kept seeing success story roll in these groups day after day, and it's inspiring. And I hoped that maybe it would help me too, but you know, I was a little skeptical because nothing ever does. And then it did, and it helped big time. And I appreciate you saying that, you know, you think it might help even more so over time. And I've read that, I think I read that maybe up to 2 years or so that new benefits of LDN can continue. Is that correct?
I don't know about 2 years. I mean, personally, I can say 18 months. But, mm-hmm. you know, maybe people would see benefits for longer. But, I mean, your story is amazing. And I'd be honoured if in a year's time that we interview you again for an update.
Yeah, let's do it. I anticipate that things will continue to get better and better. I can't wait.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
I'd like to introduce Peggy from England, who takes LDN for chronic fatigue syndrome. Thank you for joining me, Peggy.
You're very welcome.
Could you tell us when you first started to notice there was something wrong with you?
Oh, that's easy. 1994... approximately the 26th mm-hmm. of July. We had been on holiday, my husband and I and his father-in-law, in Cornwall, and we stopped to stopped to look around loo, and it was lunchtime, and I got hungry, and I didn't really want to travel to the next town, although there were limited options of where to eat, and I chose what looked like a nice sort of down a wide space between buildings in the old center of town, outdoor place to eat. It was a lovely day. Unfortunately, the fish was polluted because my father-in-law and I both had the fish meal, and his immune system worked well, and by that evening his body had gotten rid of everything he'd eaten. My body's immune system obviously just wasn't so effective, and it was next morning before I started with the food poisoning aftermath of diarrhea. I can't remember whether I vomited, but I don't think so. But that was Saturday, and we were moving out. So what to do about me, who needed a loo? Well, we suppressed the diarrhea. Wrong move. And we traveled from Cornwall up to Manchester, which is a lengthy journey. And I haven't been well since that day.
Wow. What happened to you once you got home?
Well, I went to the doctor when I continued to feel unwell. And unfortunately, my GP was all ill himself, and I was seeing locums, so that it was November or October before my GP, Dr. Sarma, reviewed apparently those, I suspect, those patients who were continuing to return, and told the locum what to prescribe for me. And that was to treat me for Helicobacter pylori, I learned a bit later. I felt unwell, but was able to continue to work, you know, from the medications. It's, I think, two different things. You have to bear with me a bit. My memory laying part of my brain did not work very well once I became ill, so I'm quite fuzzy on some things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that helped, but I continued to drag and not feel up to what I had been before that rotten meal. I later learned, a couple years later, I read that a family who played on the beach in Loo fell ill because it has had at that time at least, a very polluted beach. So I wouldn't recommend Loo to anyone to either eat a fish or go on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I dragged on in work off and on, in the sense that I would have periods of feeling very unwell for another year and a half almost. And it had become so that if I had an important something to do of an evening, I would take the day off because I didn't have enough energy to work and then go out. If I had I gave up all bridge competitions after another several months. I just couldn't think very well. Finally, I had an illness after a trip to the Algarve, not caused by the trip, you know, a head cold or something like that. And afterwards, I dragged myself into work for three part days, and I couldn't cope. And the following day, I just couldn't get out of bed. And I've been ill ever since. So that was April of 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done a proper job since then, although I did do a little bit of typing at home.
Okay. How did you hear about LDM?
Probably from either Dr. Gilhooly or my friend who's had ME longer than I have, who was a GP,
mm-hmm.
and she keeps abreast of things. She's now mostly recovered, but still has to be careful.
So at that time, before you started LDN, if you had to rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
Oh, well, I could get out of bed. So I would give it about a 2.5.
Okay.
Maybe 3, but not more than that.
And when you started LDN, did you notice any side effects?
Sorry, we're talking LDN, not previous treatments. I would give it about a 5.
Okay, 5.
Or a 4, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, did I have any previous treatments?
No. Did you have any side effects when you first started LDN?
No. I was introduced to it gradually. I was told to start with, I think, 2 milliliters. You know, the measurements on the
syringe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 milliliters.
Okay.
And then build it up about every 3 weeks, as I recall, something like that.
And do you remember how long it took before you started to feel any better?
No, I'm sorry. I just don't lay down memories the way I used to.
That's fine. And what would you say your quality of life is like today?
Well, if my gut would behave, I would have about a 7.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. So what's a typical day like for you now?
A day for me now, on a reasonably good day, would be to shower, dress, these are things I can't always feel up to doing. Mm-hmm. Go out to the park, take my scooter out of the car with my husband's help, and then go for a combination ride and walk. He rides the scooter for me so that when I tire, I can get back on. And that way, I can actually get a few hundred meters covered on foot. And it's getting now that I'm beginning to get some training my muscles back after many months of not being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That I can walk a reasonable distance. And I can do this about every other day. I'd like it to be so that I could do it every day, that it isn't actually pouring down with rain or blowing a gale.
Yes.
Or snowing. I don't much like walking in snow.
Okay.
I read an awful lot. I watch a little television, depending on the day and how happy my brain is. I do some cross-stitch. Sometimes I'm able to chat with people. And sometimes I can play a bit of social bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really a good day.
And what would you say your quality of life is like now?
I think I just, at today, not yes. so great. It's down at about 5 again. I don't fault the LDN for that, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is a continuing problem that I have with IBS.
Right. So, most days, what's the best day score-wise would you have these days?
Oh, I'd put it up about 7.5 to 8, as long as I limit what I do and don't do too much of it.
Yes.
I'm not unhappy most of the time. I'm reasonably cheerful, reasonably content.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to other people who are thinking of trying LDN?
Oh, I would recommend it, no doubt.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. If they can find someone who will prescribe for them.
Yeah. Well, that's really helpful. Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
You're very welcome.
This evening I'm joined by Paul from England, and Paul uses LDN for ME. Thank you for joining me, Paul.
It's a pleasure.
Could you tell us when you first noticed the symptoms of ME?
For me, it started, I would say, in my early teens. I was involved in a hit-and-run car accident when I was 4, and it left me with quite a serious head injury. And as I got older, I certainly started to struggle with flu symptoms, but specifically a lack of stamina and energy.
Goodness. And how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm 57.
Oh, goodness. So you've had it a long time. So
yeah, a long time.
So how did your life between your early teens to now, well, before you started LDN, let's go up to from that point to your pre-LDN days.
Yeah. I think perhaps by the time I was 30, I was really starting to suffer to the point where I was desperately searching for some help, and I was living on painkillers to combat the flu symptoms. Of course, doctors really thought that there was nothing to, well, they couldn't understand what was wrong with it, but they would say that painkillers won't be doing any good. And of course, the traditional depression was mentioned. So I was put on antidepressants at 30. And that's not to say there wasn't some psychological issues in my life, because, like sadly everybody, we lose loved ones, and being an only child, I had to deal with quite a lot of responsibility, and just the frustration of not understanding what was wrong with me, and sadly holding a job down for a while became very difficult. So I'm sure I did start to become depressed, but it wasn't depression first, but it was definitely some damage done to my central nervous system. I thought so anyway.
Mm-hmm. So could you describe, before you
started LDN, what a typical day for you was like?
Right. Waking at any time of the day. I mean, sometimes I'd be waking up very early and sometimes I would sleep through till a late afternoon. These cycles weren't sort of, they weren't regular or regulated. So I would wake up quite exhausted, and sleep was definitely not refreshing sleep. And if I did any sort of exertion during the day, it wasn't, you know, I could pay for several days, if not a couple of weeks, depending on what I did. So I was living in constant exhaustion, and this isn't tiredness. This is it's a deep exhaustion which takes your mental capacity, physical. So it is a bit consuming, because you don't really have an answer for this. And until I got a diagnosis, which took ever so long, because obviously we know, like many other ailments, ME was not recognised, certainly not in this country, so well. But once I did get some recognition, and I also then started to take my health more seriously because I knew it was an actual problem and what it was, so I could focus. But the mental fog was terrible because you didn't have the capacity to read or to watch telly, or attention span was ever so short, just through sheer exhaustion rather than lack of interest.
Mm-hmm. And how did you hear about LDN?
Yes, it was about 10 years ago. I did some research, or had been doing research about my condition anyway, but certainly my immune system was bad. I'd struggled from a very early age with a bad immune system, so I was looking for things that might help, and LDN certainly came up on the internet, and I watched, you know, several homegrown videos, if you like, but lots of people were saying then that it was certainly helping them for various things, as we know, but I never actually had the confidence to go and ask my doctor. This was 10 years ago, and actually forgot all about it until about 6 or 7 months ago, and it came back to me because of becoming more aware of my own body. Mm-hmm. And certainly becoming a bit more desperate because I was picking colds up one after the other, having antibiotics one course after the rest, and I thought this can't carry on because the ME won't tolerate that. So I found a reference to a certain chemist in Scotland, and I gave them a ring, and they're a compounding chemist, and from there we went through a private doctor who sort of spoke to me in detail and eventually was happy to prescribe, and it's been 4 months now that I've been on LDN.
And what's your experience been so far?
Right. I think the first night that I took, because for ME patients and people with the damaged autoimmune system, which is obviously covering lots of things, but they say to start on perhaps half a milligram. So I did, but when I woke up the next day, I actually felt quite elevated. I was very calm. I'd had a cold sore it's just gone on for weeks, and the doctor was going to prescribe a tablet that you can take, as you perhaps know, to dry this up to stop the virus. Mm-hmm. But this had dried up overnight. So that was my first understanding that this has actually got something about it. Over the next few months, I started to increase the dose, and I got to about 2.5-3 milligrams, but then it was also causing some side effects, which was the increased flu symptoms. So I took it back again to perhaps 1 milligram. And now, 4 months later, I've slowly brought it up to the point where my tolerance is very good at about 3 milligrams. And I've never had a cold in all that time. I haven't had a cold sore. little cuts and scratches that would take possibly weeks to heal, virtually the next day, I can guarantee a little cut will be not healed, but on its way to healing. You know, this evidence, this is amazing. Mm. That in itself is, for me, was enough evidence to continue taking it. And it's very affordable. So, you know, it's something that I'm going to continue taking for the rest of my life. I'm guaranteed this sort of response, which is helping my health. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no miracle, but it's definitely offering me something, and it's helping my immune system. I can feel it.
And what about your sleep? Are you sleeping better? Are you feeling refreshed?
I wouldn't say things have gone quite that far, because my ME's gone unchecked for decades, so I've gone a little bit too far for some things to help that quick, but I am feeling a difference. I mean, I can think better, and that can vary, of course, but there is a definite increase or improvement in my cognitive ability, and I feel confident maybe 6 months, maybe even towards a year of taking this, that I feel that will improve, certainly to some level, because I already feel it has. Sleep is generally better, and my cognitive ability, I certainly have a broader span of it, you know, instead of it being like 10 minutes or half an hour or an hour a day, which sounds ridiculous to anybody healthy. Now I do feel that I can take on so much more. I'm still tired, but I am actually doing something. Yes, LDN's definitely helped with my sleep pattern initially. I started to sleep a little bit better. It's always been erratic for me. You know, it would go in small bursts of oversleeping and getting no sleep at all. So it does seem to have balanced out. The fatigue, I can't say that it's made a massive difference, but I have taken a lot more on recently, and I've actually sustained that, as in, yes, I've been exhausted. It might have knocked me back a few days, but I've actually been able to stick with whatever I was doing. Instead of previous times, it would be so overwhelming that I would have had to have declined an offer of whatever. Now I'm actually being able to face those things, knowing that I will have a little bit more stamina. Mm. And I've got the benefit of achieving something as well. So I do feel there's been an improvement. And I think by the time maybe 6 months to maybe even towards a year of taking LDN, I think I will see a steady improvement in that area.
Well, I personally improved for 18 months. I carried on improving. But as you were saying, to actually be able to do something, achieve targets and goals and aims that you set yourself, not only does it make you feel good, it, you know, your self-esteem goes up, your quality of life goes up, and you generally feel so much happier that you've achieved something, even though it makes you tired, you know. Mm-hmm. Going to bed feeling tired is better than going to bed feeling totally exhausted, isn't it? It's a
Absolutely.
Different thing. Yeah. So
it's quite different. Mm.
It is. And it's very reassuring to hear you talking like that. You know, yes, if you overdo it, you have to pay the penalty. Mm. It's a balancing act, isn't it, of listening to your body and knowing when you've had enough. But I'm sure you're on the right road, and it's very early days for you. So it'd be interesting to speak to you maybe next year this time and see how you've continued getting on.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, because there's not many things that I've had faith in, you know, regarding treatment, because there hasn't been virtually anything for people who have suffered with chronic fatigue syndrome, ME. But we know fibromyalgia now, LDN is certainly mentioned as a treatment. So hopefully, you know, this is going to increase to the point where it should be a standard treatment, even if it just brings a normalization to your immune system, you know. Mm-hmm. But I also have a friend, a very close friend, and she's actually started on it, and she's had to have her thyroid removed, and it's made a difference very quickly for her. You know, her skin's improved. She even feels like her eyesight's improved because the Graves' disease that certainly came after the thyroid toxicity caused terrible things to her eyes, but there's been a massive change for her. So there's two of us, you know, genuinely see a difference, and this non-toxic drug at the level we take it, you feel safe.
Yes. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us, Paul.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Linda. Look forward to talking to you next year.
Good.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.